Hey girls and gays, welcome back to another episode. This episode is about Amanda Seales. I'm really, really curious and disappointed at people's reactions to her and this what feels like a really like coordinated takedown of her. And this episode looks at her bullying and correlates it to the Black autistic woman's experience. Essentially, all the things that are difficult about Amanda Seales, a lot of autistic people embody. And so I'm looking at if someone who's deeply educated, beautiful, successful, rich isn't safe from like a complete character assassination because she can be a bit jarring. Like, what hope do Black autistic women have? Like, that's kind of the overarching theme here. And I just use it as a jumping off point to talk about being misunderstood and like, yeah, how that's impacted my self-concept. Let's get into it. I wanted to talk about Amanda Seales off the cuff for a second. It's really troubling to see what's happening with how she's being treated by Black media. And this is why, as an autistic woman, as a Black autistic woman, as an autistic person, you should care. So an article came out about Amanda Seales, and the article was titled, "Why It's More Important to Be Liked." Let me actually quickly Google it. Amanda Seales, Why It's Important to Be Liked. So the article is titled, "It's Time to Admit That Being Liked is More Important Than Being Good at Your Job." And this should prickle the ears of all autistic people, because that is fundamentally one of our main issues with work, is that we can't just go in and work. It matters that we are likable and schmoozing. It matters that we don't take our lunch breaks privately to catch a break, but we have to hang out with people. It matters that we don't come at 9 and leave at 5, but that we go for after work drinks and chat. It matters that on the weekends we don't want to rest and recover, but we want to spend time with our colleagues. What we're seen being matters so much more than what we are known to do, and that's exhausting. This author says that they do admire Amanda Seales and really uses her as, well, talks about Amanda Seales and says they understand why she's grating. And then at the very end, like, there's a paragraph about statistics on why, yes, it matters that you're likable over and above being effective at your job. But yeah, that was kind of callous and cruel to use this clickbaity title, because people have now dogpiled on Amanda Seales and been like, yeah, we do think she's annoying and this is why. And the reason why that's completely inappropriate is because Amanda Seales is a social justice advocate. She advocates for Black women, for Black people. She's a really strong voice and pillar of Black progress. And like, the freedom of Black Americans is so young and fragile, and she's one of the people that's trying to bolster it up and to be torn down. Like, she's not an influencer. Like, she's not a person who gives hot takes and uninformed opinions for a platform. She's actually trying to further her community. And for that to be the person that someone wants to write an article about why she's unlikable, her job isn't to be likable. She's an advocate. She is in social justice. Likeability was never the goal, never the intention, and never the tool at all of her work's mission, which is dismantling elements that keep Black people down and uplifting elements that push Black people forward. And why this matters to autistic folks is that these are all her qualities. And yeah, you're going to cry and throw up, because these are a lot of the qualities a lot of us have. Autistic folks, autistic women, and Black autistic women especially. So Amanda is direct. She's emotional. And her emotions can supersede her composure and rationality sometimes. She's passionate. She's honest. And she's a fierce defender of what's right. So how Hollywood perceives this is that they're wary of her because she's not a coward and she's not going to kiss the ring. She is not going to play their games in order to get ahead. She has been rejected by a substantial portion of her community because she's direct, passionate, honest, fierce defender, and her emotions can supersede her rationality and composure. So when is it safe to be honest then, as a human, as a woman, as a black woman, as a beautiful black woman? And it makes me think, well, when is it safe to be autistic? Because so many of the issues that people take with her, that she's jarring, that she's abrasive, that she comes off as intense, are all the things that we come off as, are all the things that we come off as. We are misinterpreted all the time. And she talks about this. She talks about that there could have been a better way she could have said something in her interpersonal or public life. And that's true. There are always thoughtful, kinder ways to say things. But I think this discussion about intention and impact, when we only focus on impact and not intention, that's disingenuous. Because I know it's like a big debate, like some people are very much intention over impact, some people are very much impact over intention, but it's so contextual. This is Amanda Seales. It's not Donald Trump, right? This is not Donald Trump who says, when I said grab her by the pussy, I just meant she's pretty and I'm affirming her and that's his intention and that should matter over the fact that he assaulted a woman. No, this is Amanda Seales, who has a clear and consistent and spotless track record of trying to uplift others. So her intention does matter over her impact. And it's interesting because it's the kind of thing where, like, Amanda Seales, she's the kind of person where she has the vocal quality that a few folks have, public figures, that sound like they're shouting to my ear, that sound loud. And so I listen to her on like a very low audio setting and it still sounds like it's shouting and I perceive it as shouting at me. So she's one of the few folks who have a lot to say that makes sense and I microdose. That might look like muting, that might look like unfollowing, that might look like coming back to her work every few months when I'm kind of in the mood because just on a sonic level, it's intense for me. But do you see what I did there? It's intense for me. I problematized my consumption of her and I'm adjusting my consumption of her. I'm not making it her problem by saying you're unlikable and because you are loud and because you are direct and sometimes lack tact, that means we need to bully you into oblivion. That means we need to completely destroy your self-concept and make you miserable and attack your means of earning money because you're not my cup of tea. That's actually insane. That's disgusting behavior. And why this matters to autistic folks is because that's routinely done to us. When people find us, if people don't understand us, if people misinterpret us, if people find us confusing or weird or strange or different, that's made into an us problem instead of a them problem. And that's seen as justification for excluding us. And it's happening to Amanda Seales, who let's assume is neurotypical. So that's why you should care, is because for me, what this reminds me of, and I don't think this is the intention, but us black autistic women are watching a black holistic woman being flogged up to an inch of her life for being an advocate, direct, honest, and impassioned. And those are all the things when we are those, when we are just honest, we're called sassy. When we have a neutral affect, we're called lazy. When our faces are neutral, we're called having an attitude. When we have questions, we're called pushing up against authority. When we don't understand something, we're called being uppity. When we disagree with the status quo, we're called troublemakers. So in our natural state, we are considered anti and aggressive and a problem in our natural neutral state. Now imagine if we activate, like Amanda Seales, and actually become active defenders, proponents, advocates, speakers against the things we don't believe in and for the things we do believe in. We've now got an example of what happens to a woman who does that. She's beaten to an inch of her life, and she wasn't even autistic. She was holistic, and she was stunning, and she was articulate, and she was highly accomplished by nearly all standards in Hollywood, besides getting an EGOT. Like, she's done all the things a very good actor does. So what hope is there for us? That idea is why you should care, is that someone's being bullied fundamentally, and we don't tolerate bullying as autistic people. Or let me speak for myself. I don't tolerate bullying as an autistic person. And I don't tolerate the punishment should fit the crime. There hasn't been a crime committed. Is being honest a crime? Is being abrasive and irritating a crime? No, that's a preference. That's your preference of person. And for her to receive, I mean, the amount of blackballing she's received, folks who actually are sexual predators in the industry don't receive this kind of hate and like synchronized takedown. It's honestly, it's tragic. And so I think I just wanted to comment on that really about what I'm seeing and why it matters and why we should just pay attention. Or not even should pay attention, but why I'm paying attention. And I'm so fascinated when people who've done nothing but try help are being told they're the problem. For me, that's so clearly a symptom of a cowardly community, society, a cowardly society that would rather be comfortable than be on the right side of history, that would rather be in the group than on the side of what is right, on the side of what is just, on the side of what is good. Because it is right, it is just, it is good to stand up for people. That's what Amanda does. Everyone else, well, not everyone else, a lot of people like turtles. They just put their heads in their shells, want to make their money quietly, not speak up against the establishment. And that's why Hollywood, I'm going to have a video about how I think Hollywood is a disease. And there's a specific kind of person that's drawn to Hollywood. I think there are a few archetypes of the kind of person who wants to act and a few archetypes of the kind of person who wants to produce or be the gatekeepers. And I think it's recreating the bullying dynamic in high school. And you have to play one of the roles to successfully navigate those spaces. With Amanda, she's one of those archetypes in that she is attracted to being publicly recognized and rewarded for her work, but she's not going to go through the historically paved bully victim dynamic. Like she's sidestepping that. She's got a Patreon, she's got all sorts of private avenues to make her money and keep creating and to work independently of the system, but that doesn't work for Hollywood. And I have a feeling it doesn't also work for Black Hollywood, who has, look at Diddy, is it 3 decades now he's been abusing people? Like, in any system where there's oppression, people who are lower on the social totem pole will experience that oppression that much more intensely. There's oppression in Hollywood, in white Hollywood. So imagine Black Hollywood. Imagine Asian Hollywood. I don't even know. I haven't delved into like the stories of how people are treated there. But whatever's happening in white Hollywood is happening tenfold in Black Hollywood, because there's so few, so fewer people who operate in that space, and fewer opportunities that filter down through white Hollywood, and fewer opportunities from the gatekeepers of Black Hollywood, who's like, what, Tyler Perry and like 3 other people who have money. So it is much, much more acute, the violence that can be done in those spaces. And I want to leave off with this, is what one thing has Amanda Seales done or said that was so untrue, so cruel, so vitriolic, so harmful, that she must have her whole self-concept completely obliterated by Black industry and people who are anti her work? Has the negative impact she's caused, of which I don't know of any, besides people just having bruised egos, being annoyed, having personal spats with her, and calling out people who were misbehaving, is that worth completely destroying her self-concept, her self-esteem, and trying to diminish and minimize and erase the impact she's had on people, on the community as a whole, Black Hollywood, and on us individuals who watch her work? And if the answer is yes to you, you need to do some serious soul searching, because you're actually in a victim bully cycle where you think people who poke their head up and rise above to defend others and are loud and annoying, might be loud and might be annoying and might be abrasive in their manner, deserve to be cut down emotionally and spiritually.
I'll leave things there. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll chat on the next episode.